The controversy Twins. That really isn't a controversy has actually been addressed publicly by the Dallas Stars.
Yes. Moments ago, a statement from Jim Leitz.
Do it in Jim Leitz's voice. Go ahead.
I don't have a Jim Leitz voice, so I'll merely use mine. Okay. But here it is. Jamie Benn has reached out to Henrik and Daniel Sedin.
Like, because they have one phone?
I don't mean to stop in the middle of
Let's read the statement.
It's getting real tight.
Just read it straight, and then we'll
around their speakerphone.
Then we'll make it funny.
All right, Jamie Benn.
Here's Daniel and Henrik.
They're bedazzled.
Okay, no, stop it.
Read the statement,
stop
please.
It. This is intolerant.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Jamie Benn has reached out to Henrik and Daniel Sedin to apologize for the radio interview that he was part of on Monday. The Dallas Stars have the utmost respect for the contributions that the two have made both to the game and to their community over the course of their great careers. We will not be commenting on the situation further. From Dallas Stars President and CEO Jim Leitz.
Perfect response to a non-situation.
Yeah? You don't feel like we gave ground by him calling to say...
No.
Okay.
You know what? I was saying this to you during the break. Let's say somehow things got twisted and...
Which they did.
And you were offended at something I said or make it someone else that's... You know, maybe it was Kat or I'm just trying to think of somebody a little bit removed from us, but we're close. We still work together. Like, you know, they're in the same league. But it was... twisted, and everybody knows how the evil media can twist things and
which
know how
did.
Twitter is and everything. So, you know what? Hey, I'm calling you. Hey, I'm sorry I was part of that at all. I am. There was no I'm sorry for what I said. There's no I'm sorry for our insensitive comments. It was I'm sorry I was part of that. I am sorry. I truly am. And come on. Let's all be cool here. There's no big deal.
Nobody hates the Sedins. It's impossible to hate them.
No.
They're
awesome with their one phone. And
now, do you find it interesting here? Let me ask
left,
you.
Left, right, earbud.
Let me ask you this. As we predict how this works, I'm reasonably sure that this will be spun by the people that wanted to make this an issue in the following manner. You ready? Where's Tyler Seguin in this?
How about Bracket Dan? How have I received the brunt of all this?
No, I'm saying,
when I'm
don't
the
you
one
think,
that didn't really say anything except beard.
Don't you think Tyler Seguin not being in this will be a chance for those that already don't care for his bits?
Yes. Because half of that, I jokingly refer to the Bracket Dan part only because I tweeted their picture, and so a lot of people are tweeting back about how insensitive I am and the three of us, and one of the funniest tweets back is, hey, you're insensitive gay bashers. I bet you guys are just, you know, implying what Winston Wolfe said that they were doing to each other. Like, I bet you guys are just doing that together. Like, wait a second.
I bet they're right.
You just, look, if I'm with Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin and they want to try, I mean, I'm a Stars fan first.
Right. You're supposed to do.
It's a YOLO type thing, you know? Let's
I want
bucket.
The ultimate.
Jake did a snow angel this weekend. I'm crossing that off my list.
Who
so,
among us says no?
Right. So
the
point
weird.
Is, hey, you're insensitive gay basher.
Yes.
And to drive it home further, I'm going to then call you gay. Whoa, wait. I thought...
You're so outraged.
I thought it's
at...
insensitive to call people gay, and then you called me gay.
You're unsportsmanlike.
You are unsportsmanlike. And hey, don't call me gay, buddy. I like girls so much.
I mean,
watch.
I'll prove it. I'll prove
Here,
it to
give
you.
Give me a girl.
Give me your girl. Give me your mom.
It's just so.
I don't think you guys are
second grade, and but you don't know who these, you know, the age of people or who's.
This whole thing makes me crazy.
Who's
and
making this blow up? You know what we got to do for
stop,
radio?
Stop being pulled offside by idiots.
Well,
that's kind of where we live.
That's what we've been doing for a long time, and it's not just this day and age, Jake. I think. It just used to take a letter a little longer to get to the station, and
right.
then we'd get pulled off sides.
I mean, here's...
What we do need to do for radio, though, and I apologize that we haven't done it yet in this segment, let's play the 30 seconds of controversy okay. here, because
All
just
right.
to show what did or did not blow up and what was calling us intolerant and bigoted and all that kind of stuff after this aired.
Okay. Room together?
No.
Okay.
Talking about Jamie and Jordy.
We heard that the youngsters have to room together, and then someone said, I think
27.
I know, you don't have to, but I bet you the Sedins room together.
Well, yeah. That's the Sedins.
Who knows what else they do together, too? Seriously.
And in no way am I implied that you have a Sedin type vibe going about you, but okay.
Don't they shave the exact same?
Dude, it's creepy. It's a good example to future brothers in the NHL on how not to do things, in my opinion. That's just that's something I would.
Are they weird?
I don't know.
So I can't say.
Funny.
You do know.
I look weird.
Oh, sorry.
You got that one.
Yeah, we got it.
That's nice.
Okay, that's the entire thing. It's a little.
You know, the who knows what else they do together. Clearly, with the inflection and the laughing and everything, it's obviously a joke. And in my mind right there, the way we were bagging on those guys and the way the Sedins have traditionally been bagged on various blogs, and you look at pictures of them dressing the same and all this kind of stuff, I was half thinking they were like the Hansen brothers who play with toy cars on the road and unpack their one suitcase.
Maybe stepbrothers, maybe the twins from The Shining. Let me tell you something.
If you want to take it right into full anything goes orgy, yeah, I suppose you can do that too.
Right.
In your head.
I don't see how you can come with that.
But he was obviously laughing, right, so not. It wasn't like a public statement of I feel the. You know, it wasn't a serious interview. It was all a bunch of goofing around. And basically, even after that, he said, I don't know, they look funny. Like, well, that's basically it was, yeah, it's weird. And guess what? That's commonly thought of. Yeah, they are kind of, it's a weird thing for brothers to be
if
that into each other past the age of 12
where they actually,
when your mom dresses you.
They did an Eli Manning thing where they manipulated the draft to make sure they go to the same city. That's weird. I'm sorry. We said it was weird when Eli Manning did it. It's weird when twins do it so
hey,
that
I
they
think
can
it's
play
cool
with each other.
That if they like each other a lot and they use that power.
And then here's the other thing.
That's great that they've pulled that off.
Here's what really pulled me offside.
But
it is
weird, and that's what the whole interview was about, them being... or. I'm sorry, 30 seconds of a 20-minute interview was 30-minute interview was about them being weird.
Okay, so. Let me get this out, though. The thing that really makes me mad is they took one of my quotes. In fact, here it is. Dude, it's creepy. In fact, it's a good example to future brothers in the NHL on how not to do things. And I said that talking about facial hair.
And laughing with inflection.
Talking about guys in their mid-30s rooming together. Talking about manipulating the draft. Talking about the fact that there's a video out there where they're drinking and doing a bunch of things in sequence that, I swear to you, it's the weirdest 6 seconds you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, check.
Where they
search Sedin.
They look like two cyborgs who are adjusting their gloves and their helmet and taking a drink all at the exact same time in sequence. So I said all that because, to me, it is stinking creepy. It's creepy like the two little girls on The Shining. It's creepy like just about all
like
twins.
Like the Sorois.
I'm not
going
to say Ashley and Brittany or whatever those guys, Abby and Brittany.
Oh.
But I'm just saying there are...
Nothing's that creepy.
Yeah. Okay, but there are things that are creepy about identical twins, and now you extrapolate that to...
hey, let's mark that down.
To professional athletes. I mean, okay, sue me. He takes that, and then in the next paragraph... I've got news for everyone involved with that disgraceful exchange. You should be so lucky to have the Sedin twins representing your team. The fact you would dare say that the example of how two brothers shouldn't behave in the NHL is a giant flashing sign pointing out your colossal ignorance on the topic. And then they go into what they donate to children's hospitals and what they do in their community. And
that has zero relevance
it
to
totally
what
it totally went from how they shaved their beard, and then it turned into that they're bad humans that should not be, I guess, allowed to play professional hockey or something like that. And it just made me crazy.
Hey, guess
and
what?
And then these idiots run to the Sedins and say, hey... Those guys in Dallas are saying all these horrible things about you. Of course, they didn't hear the interview, but here's what we think they said about you, and here's one, two. What do you think, Henrik Sedin? And then Henrik says, well, if what you're saying to me is true about what Sagan and Ben said about us, I think it says more about them than it does about us.
Right.
And now that leads the Canadian Sports Center last night. Are we all freaking insane?
Hey, was our voice on Canadian Sports Center?
Yes.
Hey.
We were the boorish
update.
International superstar.
Son of a bitch.
Update my resume.
We were the boorish radio hosts that were trying to get these guys to say bad things about the Sedins.
I'll tell you what, though. Let me tell you this about these weird Sedins.
They are creepy.
They are creepy. They are weird. I'll take them.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't mean they're sleeping together.
I will, but I'll put them on my team. Effing day, you idiots.
They are not as weird as Ashley and Brittany.
And
so take that, Canadian Sports Center.
Wow.
We found someone weirder.
Well, anyway, what this boils down to, if you don't mind me saying, and I don't know.
So if there was an NHL player with his brother's head growing out of his shoulder, you think that would be... Do you think they'd demand two salaries, or... I don't see how they could.
Like, could they have another player
so
on the ice?
You're asking...
Yeah, like...
Could conjoined twins, do they count as one again?
So if there are five people, they roll off, will two people have to go off the ice?
I think
they come
you get too many men on the ice if you do that. That makes sense. No, so what...
If they were like that, I would not take them. I think that would be detrimental to my...
If you don't mind me, you can't cover as much ice, because you're connected. You're going to be stretched too thin defensively, especially.
Do you have extra arms?
Let's focus back on the
I'm
point.
Sorry.
The point here is that the Stars issued an apology.
I really want that to happen.
Because it's probably smart to just address it, apologize, even if it does appear like they left the wording vague enough that we might apologize that you got offended.
We're sorry
Whatever. The problem here, obviously, is that Tom Gilardi, the owner of the Stars, lives in Vancouver and probably has business ventures in Vancouver. And it's Vancouver that's really, really, really worked up about this. And that's not about one thing. It's about 10 years of
Sedin
twins being made fun of.
I'd also love to see the definition of really, really, really. Five people can make businesses go crazy. You've seen it around here.
I know, but once it gets to Sports Center.
If you had five emails directed to Dan Bennett, something will happen.
But the Hockey News and Sports and TSN are big.
25,000 people are listening at any given time.
I know, but...
So 24,997 weren't offended, three were, and that can affect change.
I know, but are you arguing the Hockey News doesn't have an audience like we do?
No, the Hockey News has an audience. My point on would his businesses... Let's say no apology was ever made and nothing was done and we just ignored it because it's a non-story, and it is. I say not one cent would ever have been shaved off of his bottom line of his business.
Maybe, but he's got other fish
to fry. Imagine
trying to make the playoffs, Dan.
Imagine what it takes to boycott businesses or what kind of giant events would have to happen, and this would never have been one.
They're far more worried.
I don't agree that they had to do this. I think it's a fine apology. I think, though, anytime you do something like this, you've now alerted the rest of the world that had no idea this was happening to the fact that something happened. Now, I do think it's so innocuous that most people that do now go investigate will say, boy, this isn't much.
I don't think they'll investigate, though. That requires listening to something, and they'll just say that an apology was given, so clearly Ben and Sagan said something horrible.
Yeah, that's my point on not apologizing.
Right.
So.
Well, whatever. They apologize because they've got bigger fish to fry, and hey, now we're super famous up in Vancouver, so how about that?
Hey, ladies.
All right, it's 109. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And, you know, more than anything, it's just stupid that those guys got their names dragged into it because, honestly, it was pretty much me who I'm always getting in trouble for saying horrible things on the air. And
Bob's a badass.
Put it all on me. All right, it's 109.